Thank you. The Scherzo from the FAE Sonata by Brahms, performed by violist Matthew Lippmann and pianist Shirley Trissel. This performance was recorded at Flashpoint Academy in downtown Chicago in December 2008. Matt was a 16-year-old student at the time at the Academy of the Music Institute of Chicago. And now he's grown up. He's a member of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Today on Introductions, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Academy at the Music Institute of Chicago. The Academy was founded in 2006 to serve as a training center for gifted pre-college classical musicians. And since its founding, many Academy musicians have appeared on Introductions and have gone on to very successful careers in music. And you can celebrate the Academy's 10th anniversary at a concert featuring Rachel Barton Pine and Matt Lippmann on Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. We're going to hear some more Academy highlights from the Introductions archive, including works for piano, violin, cello, and string quartet. That's all coming up after this. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Here now is another alumna from the Academy at the Music Institute of Chicago, pianist Kate Liu in a performance of the Rigoletto paraphrase of Franz Liszt. This performance was recorded in September 2008 in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
music of Franz Liszt. We just heard his Rigoletto paraphrase performed by pianist Kate Liu in a recording from September 2008. At the time, Kate was a 14-year-old student at the Academy of the Music Institute of Chicago, and she's since received third prize and best performance of mazurkas at the 2015 International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw, Poland, one of the most prestigious competitions in classical music. We're featuring this hour excerpts from the Introductions Archive featuring alumni of the Academy at the Music Institute of Chicago, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary on Saturday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. in Nichols Concert Hall. And here now is Academy alumnus and cellist Gabriel Cabezas in Gregor Piatigorsky's Variations on a Theme by Paganini. This performance was recorded in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio in April 2008. It was the third ever Introductions.
Thank you.
Variations on a Theme by Paganini by Gregor Pietagorsky. We just heard a performance from April 2008 by cellist Gabriel Cabezas. He was 15 at the time, a student at the Academy program of the Music Institute of Chicago. He has since attended and completed his studies at the Curtis Institute of Music and currently has an active performing career. In fact, last summer he was a soloist on one of our Grant Park Music Festival broadcasts. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. We're going to hear some more Academy performances from the Introductions archive, including a violin piece based on Bizet's most popular opera, after this. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Today, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Academy at the Music Institute of Chicago. The Academy was founded in 2006 to serve as a training center for gifted pre-college classical musicians. And you can celebrate the 10th anniversary in a special concert that will be given on Saturday, May 14th, featuring violinist Rachel Barton Pine and violist Matt Lippman, who we heard earlier in the program. The concert takes place at 7:30 p.m. in Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. Here now is Academy alumnus and violinist Vincent Meklis in Franz Waxman's Carmen Fantasy. This performance was recorded in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio in May 2009. Thank you. The Carmen Fantasy by Franz Waxman, performed by violinist Vincent Meklis with pianist Milana Parchinskaya in May 2009. Vincent was a 16-year-old student at the Academy of the Music Institute of Chicago, and he's currently studying violin at the University of Southern California. Our final Academy highlight of the hour features the Aurelia String Quartet. The quartet won the 2009 Fischoff Competition Junior Division, one of the most prestigious youth music competitions in the country. Their members included violinists Laura Park and Susie Coe, violist Ariana Smith, and cellist Alan Steele. Here they are now in the third movement from the String Quartet No. 3 by Dmitri Shostakovich, here on Introductions. Music of Shostakovich. We just heard the third movement from the String Quartet No. 3, performed by the Aurelia String Quartet. This performance was recorded in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio after the quartet won the 2009 Fischhoff Competition Junior Division. Aurelia's members included violinists Laura Park and Susie Coe, violist Ariana Smith, and cellist Alan Steele. All of the members studied at the Academy of the Music Institute of Chicago, and we spent this hour celebrating the 10th anniversary of this wonderful Academy program. We featured so many students from this program over the last 10 years, so many advanced students, many of whom have gone on to great starts of their classical performing careers. And you can help them celebrate with a special concert that's taking place on Saturday, May 14th at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston at 7:30 p.m. Music Institute alumna violinist Rachel Barton Pine will be joined by alumnus violist Matthew Lippman in this concert. And you can listen to this edition of Introductions again, find program information, and upload an audition by visiting WFMT.com/introductions. Introductions is an original production of WFMT. Our engineers for these performances were Peter Serbin, Mary Mazurik, and Jesse McQuarters, and our production assistant is Michael Sangabino. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.